Allora, siamo al Parlamento europeo, a parlare è l'onorevole Crowley, che è irlandese e parla di temi legati al problema della disoccupazione. Comincio. Mr. President, when we are speaking about employment in Europe and looking at the overall context, it is very important to re-emphasize the cost, not only in financial terms, but also in human terms, of unemployment in Europe. At present, we have 19 million long-term unemployed in Europe, with financial costs of 360 million ECUs for the 15 member states of the European Union. Obviously, therefore, our attention must be focused onto finding a solution to the problems created by this situation. At the outset, I should like to congratulate Mrs. van Lancker on her wonderful report. It wasn't easy to get things through the Committee on Social Affairs and Employment on a number of occasions, but she did a good job by ensuring that certain issues were debated fully in the committee, and I will not repeat these here in detail. However, I would stress that it is of critical importance to ensure that employment is kept an issue. Not only we here in this Parliament, but the Commission, the Council and the social partners must continue to fight for that. And I particularly welcome a proposal put forward by the Swedish government about the need for employment to be included in the revision of the treaties. Now, given the way our population trends are going at the moment, unemployment is now beginning to affect not only young people, which was the trend 5 years ago, but also middle-aged people. We are creating a new wave of exclusion and disadvantage in that area. Unemployment rates among those with no education or no vocational training qualifications are far higher. In 1996, the year of lifelong learning, we must ensure that we give people the basic skills so that they can take up opportunities as they arise. Also, all employment policy must center around small and medium-sized enterprises. Small and medium-sized enterprises are the engine for the creation of new employment and for the retention of current employment rates. So we must ensure that any legislation brought forward is not going to impede their development. And extra support for training and education within that sector is needed. We have heard many fine words in this Parliament on many occasions and from governments and ministers saying that we are doing this and that to help create employment. But let us not forget that it is not governments, the Commission, the Council or Parliament who will create jobs. Jobs will be created by entrepreneurs, whether they be in big businesses or small businesses. All we can do as a parliament is create the right conditions for those companies to prosper and grow. There is a huge difficulty facing Europe, which is becoming uncompetitive because of the proposals that have been brought forward, not only here in Parliament, but also in the Council and the Commission. I'm referring to change in tax rates or introducing new types of taxes, without thinking about the effect on the overall context of industry or employment growth. And I would like to draw your attention to the proposal for a CO2 tax, a tax on carbon dioxide emissions. We all want to see a clean environment and ensure that the environment is sustainable, not only for this generation, but for future generations too. But we must also be realistic enough to know that if we impose a tax without looking at the long-term effects, we are doing more harm than good to those we want to represent.